Coming up on TMS PM, the DoorDash thing is weird.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM. It is the PM edition of the show. It is 3:41. We're 11 minutes late. On March 15th, the Ides of March, as Brian reminded me, 2019. Beware, your best man will stab you in the back.
Your best man.
Wasn't that what he was? What was he?
He was like his right-hand man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brutus.
It's like, let's see, what's a good modern comparison here? Like
Mike Pence.
Yeah, it's if Mike Pence walked up to Trump and smacked him in the back of the head with a pan or something.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to go that way. Anyway, hey, welcome back, everybody, to the show. We are going to dive right in and have a little PM edition of the show. We do that because you guys support us on Patreon, and we are much... appreciative of that fact, so thank you guys for that. Man, it's been a busy day. Long story short, today at lunch I had to do something fast and decisive so I could eat and survive and live and move on with my day. So I checked DoorDash, and DoorDash was having a free day where you can order whatever from
free delivery. Yes.
Yeah, not every place, but a lot of places were free. And I'm thinking, what's the closest? Oh, it's only 12 minutes to get the thing from Wendy's. I'll get a double combo thing from Wendy's and share it with Taylor because she was over with the baby. And I thought, I'll split some of this with her. So I do that. And then guy shows up less than 12 minutes later. It's like 11 minutes later. Shows up. It's like, yeah, he's not only on time, he's ahead of time.
Wow. And,
shows up at the dorm. First thing he says to me is, hey. And I go, hi. And he's just standing there holding the bag. And I'm like, is everything okay? And he goes, yeah, I got you a Frosty. And I said, oh, well, I didn't order a Frosty. I know, I just did it to be nice. Here you go. And he hands me a small vanilla Frosty.
Wow, that's nice. Like, is it the little 99-cent size?
Yeah.
Or was it, like, the small...
The itty-bitty, like the little...
The little itty-bitty one. That's the perfect size, too. Yeah, that is as much Frosty as any human being needs.
Big as my head right there. Anyway, so, yeah, we get the Frosty for no reason. And I then took the bag, and then he just kind of smiled at me and took off. And I just thought it was strange. I've never had anybody from DoorDash or anybody throw in a little extra something. What's that about?
Now, did you tip him?
Yeah, but we did it through the app because you don't do it when they're at the door. You do it on the app, but we did. We totally tipped him. Good. We pre-tipped him.
Oh, that's probably it. Like, you pre-tipped him. Probably, did you accidentally tip him $100?
No, I just gave him the $3 or whatever the middle one was. They have three options. I think you can put in your own number too, but they have like $2, $3, and $5 and a note that says, don't forget, they get the whole buffalo when you pay in the tip. Nobody else gets the tip. They get it all. And that was it. And so I just chose the middle of the road there. I went three. And that's normally the delivery cost. So I figure, hey, I'm saving that. I'll give this guy a tip for $3. That was my thinking.
Yeah. Makes sense, right?
But it's just odd. I've never had anybody bring me a thing.
It's really nice.
I guess.
You know what? Beware the Frosty of March, Scott. Frosty's on the Ides of March.
Well, Taylor ate it, so maybe I gave her a weird Frosty. Maybe there was something in there. You know what I mean?
Show title suggestion. Maybe I gave her a weird Frosty.
Anyway, that happened to me. Speaking of eating too much food and then having it go to your hips and then weighing yourself. How'd it go today?
I know. It's crazy, Scott. So I can go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I can eat like a pig, come back, do 3 or 4 days of exercise, and only have gained 0.4 pounds.
Yeah.
I have a week where I'm really well behaved. Maybe I didn't do the Bowflex or the Recumbent bike as much as I did. But I can do everything else and be really good about just veggies and fruits and being really good. 0.8 pounds.
What?
I know. How was Vegas a better week food wise than?
Well, how sweaty were you in Vegas? Like, were you constantly moving around and walking?
It was February. I mean, it was March. It was beginning of March. It's like ridiculous. Perfect temperature. And
did you walk a lot?
I did walk a lot, and I'm thinking that's what it was. I think that my body actually does better, like it's not a 50-50 thing for me, like 50% eating better and 50% exercise. It's probably more like exercise works 2/3 better for me and 1/3 food.
That's how it is for me. If I eat reasonably moderately, but not great, but then still exercise. Work out a lot. If I work out a lot, I lose weight without even thinking about it. It's just like,
I just need to.
And the winter just doesn't motivate me to do that. So
just need to get back on the bike.
Yeah.
I did a couple times this week, and now I got a new thing. This isn't even an app slapping. I'm going to tell you about a new thing that got added to the Oculus store. That's really cool, called Virtual Desktop.
Oh, how's that? How's that work?
It's my PC. Like, it basically puts my PC as a giant curved screen in front of my eyes in the Oculus Go.
They have this on the Rift as well, but I thought
I'm not surprised.
I thought you had to be attached to the computer.
No, it works off of your local Wi-Fi.
No way, dude.
So, and it's screaming fast. It's like surprisingly screaming fast. No latency. It's not high res or anything, but I don't know. I feel like I could maybe try playing Overwatch because you're still using your keyboard and your mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, you wouldn't do that on the bike. On the bike, I would do some Steam game, but there's so many more cool Steam games that I'd play that maybe aren't 3D, but I'd still have it in front of my face and don't need a mouse and keyboard.
But aren't those games, isn't that just creating a big, the one I used on desktop was just, it just created a big screen of my screen, right?
Yeah, that's what this one does too.
Why would you play Overwatch there rather than just in front of a screen? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because my Windows screen is over there. I've got two Big Mac screens right here and right here. And then my Windows screen is there because I use Windows maybe 1/10 of the time.
I got you.
And would allow me to.
You could play some sweet low res 720p Overwatch. Why not?
I know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is it's more thinking about like, all right, playing some like low res Windows only Steam game would be the benefit, especially on the recumbent bike.
Yeah.
Like something that I can play without needing
a controller.
Keyboard.
Get a controller, yeah. That's how you want to do
all
it.
All I need.
Yeah. And you could do, there's lots of that. There's lots of that.
Right, exactly. I need a point and click kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Is the latency on a game like that notice? I mean, have you tried it with games
Not
yet?
At all noticeable. I've tried it with launching applications and closing stuff, opening stuff. Mm-hmm. Minimal to zero latency.
I wonder, if it changes because the controller would have to be plugged into the computer either via Bluetooth or cable, but the screen information you're getting is being sent via Wi-Fi, but because your controller's running in real time and not on the Oculus, that means that the Oculus would be behind the controller. I wonder. That'd be fun to experiment with. You should try it.
I'll definitely give it a shot.
Yeah.
John Florida 1968 says, put an HDMI splitter on your Windows box and then add to one of your Mac screens so you can switch it over on occasion. I would do that. However, the Thunderbolt port that I'm using, and I probably could just get a Thunderbolt hub, but again, one more hub. But the Thunderbolt port that I've got on my iMac, I'm using to power the second screen over here.
Gotcha.
I'd be better off having the Windows screen go into this giant monitor that I have next to me.
Yeah. I don't even have, let's see. This new GTX 2080 I have has, on the PC side, only has one HDMI output and like four DisplayPort outputs and no others anymore. So whatever I do dual monitor wise has to be either one single HDMI device DisplayPort device, which is fine, except I've got these older displays that don't have DisplayPort on them, so I'd have to buy dongles and
That's no fun.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Guzzler 8 says, play Warcraft? Oh, I guess like original Warcraft is what he means, right? I don't know if I could do that with the...
I assume he means...
I need a lot of keyboard.
I assume he means World of Warcraft. You'd need that either way, because Warcraft doesn't work with a controller.
Yeah, you need a keyboard for that too. Yeah. You know what I could play on Warcraft? Mm. If I could just play constantly A Turtle Made It to the Water and Shell Game.
Oh, there you go.
Then we're talking.
Yeah, like, the two worst things in Battle for Azeroth you could do all day.
Right. right.
Another turtle made it in the water.
You ever seen her? She's the sweetest old lady. The lady
she is. I saw her at BlizzCon. She is the sweetest thing.
So nice.
And I don't know if you've played since the upgrade on Tuesday.
Mm. Well, I have.
But
the
now
patch,
it's no longer a turtle made it to the water.
Mm. No, it's something else. Or actually, I haven't played one of those, but there's like new... Well, okay, aren't those still in there, but then there's new Tortellini or Tortellini quest to do or something?
There might be, but the one that I did, maybe, I don't know if they're new, the only ones I saw yesterday was a turtle. Oh no, a turtle made it to the water. You're the crab, you've got to stop him.
Oh, yeah, there's a new variation on it. So the old ones still exist. These are just added in there.
Are they
new,
added?
New
okay.
things,
so
yeah.
there's still so you still have
so you have the comparison.
Three, you just have new.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That way, if somebody ever does that one, they're like, "What's this crab business about?" You almost have to see the
right.
other one to know what it's about.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you need
that.
To see the original before you see the sequel.
Because the turtle quests and getting the turtle caches,
yeah.
even though there's usually only three you have to do, they're mm-hmm. incredibly boring because it's the same two things in different places. Like.
Right, it's make the logo. It's logo.
Yeah,
you know, it's moving the turtle in logo mm-hmm. programming language. Boy, ask your parents about that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then you've got the is the Azurite ones are sometimes with them, right? The Azurite empowerment.
Oh, you're right. There are a couple of those. Yep, yep. Yeah. But those would feel like cheats because those are also what's his name. Crystal Man will send you there. Or, yeah, Talanji has a couple of them.
Yeah,
it's kind of lame, but yeah, Champions it's a good patch overall. It's a good patch in general. I'm gonna get in there this weekend, get my Hattie pet back from Legion, and you can ride him now and do all kinds of cool stuff. Mm. Yeah,
cool.
Like a
free you want to join us for raid sometime?
I really should do that. I really should. You
I know on Wednesday nights you're doing core when we do raid, so that obviously won't work.
That one's bad, but there's no. I have no excuse Sunday for Sundays. Nights. Yeah, I have no excuse. Yeah. I should just show up on Sundays. Why am I not doing that?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why
I guess I'll do
not?
It.
Not.
I guess I can handle a few dumb jokes on a Sunday night. I'll be there.
We'd love to have you back. Yes, a few dumb jokes. Yeah. That's if me and Hunts the Wind and Randy aren't there.
Let's say 2 hours of dumb jokes. How about that? Mm-hmm. All right. So that's good. It wasn't that much you gained. You're fine. You'll be all right. You can burn that off.
Yeah, I mean,
by...
point, just to kind of put it in perspective, 0.8 of a pound, if mm-hmm. you want to kind of think about it in real world terms, imagine you've got a cantaloupe, right?
Okay.
0.8 of a pound of that is how much weight I gained.
Oh, that's nothing. Is that right?
I'm just making it up. Actually, think of it in terms of grapes. So if you have some grapes.
Yeah.
About 0.8 of a pound of grapes is about how much weight I gained.
All right. I still think that's obscure and weird, but that's fine.
If you have like a mattress.
Okay.
Like a bed mattress.
Uh-huh.
If you cut off about 0.8 of a pound of that mattress, that's about how much I gained.
So what you're saying is I could go get 0.8 of a pound of any item or substance.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
All right.
Now you've figured out where I'm
going to tear my mattress off by the corner and see what my wife says.
No, it's illegal to do that.
And then I'm going
to
blame it on, no, that's only if you take the tag off, right? Is that the thing?
It is, yeah.
It's not even really illegal. What is that crap about? Is that just
it's
the
not illegal.
Biggest pile of hokum in the history of ever?
No. It's illegal for the because it tells the consumer what the contents of the mattress are. Mm-hmm. It's illegal for the salesperson to cut that tag off the mattress in order to claim that it does or doesn't have something that a consumer would want.
So they're claiming.
Want.
So that's a thing that they are informing the middleman about, not you as the.
They're informing
end
the middleman,
user.
Right? Exactly.
That's
yes.
Weird.
It's not illegal as a consumer to tear the tag off.
Why am I just
despite
hearing...
what. Pee-wee's friend in the convertible with the handcuffs would have you believe.
This is honestly the first time I've heard this. I didn't realize that that's who they were talking to. I just assumed it was some fakery, you know, just trying to get people not to do a thing that they didn't want to do, but there was really no legality about it. But it is illegal. If I go into a certain mattress center, if the guy says, come over here and take a look. Ah, this tag's in the way. Rip. Right. Let me tell you about it.
Of course this mattress is hypoallergenic. Cut, 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 cut.
Yeah, that's illegal, stuff. Right?
That's illegal, yes.
Can he go to jail for that?
Well, the tag says so, sure.
Will he get longer sentence than Paul Manafort did?
probably not. I think it's probably like revolving door jail is where you go.
Revolving door jail. Welcome to revolving door jail. Good to see you.
Hello and welcome. Goodbye. Thanks for staying with us.
Yep. Don't take your tags off anymore, you dumbass.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's all good. Let's do this. Haven't heard this song in a while. Yeah.
App slappy.
All right, time for us to do App Slappy. It is where we take and steal Eric's rad song from a show we used to do and then appropriate it here and then talk about apps that we're into right now.
That's right.
We were going to have Dan 2 weeks in a row, but he decided to take a trip with his wife, and they never do that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, good. You know, I feel like I needed this one to happen after last week.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And not after 2 weeks of Dan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it.
It'll make sense when you hear what I'm talking about.
And you also said it's kind of Dan related as well.
It's Dan related. It's a Dan app.
All right. Well, I was going to go full game this week, but I decided instead to talk about a little utility that I just started using, and I think I like it, even though I haven't published anything publicly using it yet. But there is an animator artist guy that I follow on Twitter who apparently helped make this. I found him way back in the Vine days. His name is, what's his name? I was going to tell you his name so I'd give him credit. Well, it doesn't matter. You can find it through the app. But anyway, this guy makes these crazy little weird animations and strange drawings. Very strange guy. And I always found him kind of fascinating and different. And when Vine went away, I was sad because he was one of the guys I followed. Well, he still does stuff on Twitter. And I didn't realize they made this, but him and, I don't know, programmers or friends or something got together and made an app called OK Video. Kind of like OK Go, but OK Video, like that.
It doesn't sound very good. It sounds okay.
It sounds like, meh, it's okay.
Okay, like okay, that. Video.
Now, as you can see, it's, I'm showing the chat anyway, it's a touch and hold the screen kind of record video thing. And I can do this little selfie version and go, oh, hey, here I am recording a thing with OK Video. And then I let off and I can flip it around so it's aimed at the chat room instead. And I go, hey, there's a chat room doing stuff, talking about things. And then I can aim it over here at Brian and push it again and go, oh, I can't zoom. That sucks. All right. Well, there's Brian. He's all whited out on this, but that's not his fault. All right. Then I bring it over here.
Just a white man.
I bring it out again. And I go, that's the end of my video. All right. So it's 12 seconds, but you can go kind of as long or as short as you want to go. And in a way, it kind of replaces Vine just without the service. But I can create these videos and have them string together, so I don't have to make separate videos for the front and the back. I don't have to flip it in real time, which has kind of got weird delay on like Snapchat and things like that. And then I can just send this off to whatever service I want. So if I want to post something on Twitter, I can. Or if I want to put it just in my library and use it for something else, great. So I've done that. And then it brings me back here and says, if you want, you can keep making this video. You can keep adding segments to it. You
can
zoom in and zoom out and do all this other crap. I think it works just in... Let me see if this is true. If this is just portrait mode?
Just in portrait.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. Let me find out. Exporting OK Video. That's kind of funny.
OK Video!
You're OK. All right, hit clear all. If I turn it... Oh, it does. Okay, it'll do landscape as well. Thank goodness, because I was about to give it a ding on its quality. It also has, let's see, what's this ghost mode? I don't know what ghost mode does. It's probably some sort of like onion skins and animation. Like I can kind of see what I did in the last frame and then sync it up with the next frame sort of thing.
Oh, that's kind of cool, yeah. Right.
It's got a way to, let's see, what's this do? This does, oh, his name, here's his name. Tom DeLongchamp. Tom,
I bet you don't pronounce the S. I bet it's Tom DeLongchamp.
Well, it might be DeSLongChamp. So you're probably right. He's the braino behind it. Then you got Pim Koomans, and that's your programmer. And then someone named Thinko. I don't know who that is, but anyway, I like it. It's just super simple and kind of. Easy. There's a watermark on it that's almost impossible to even tell it's there. But if you want to get rid of it, pay these guys a buck and support them for a cool app that takes it away. You can have, it does video stabilization. It does a bunch of stuff iOS does kind of in itself. And I like it. I like just a simple, easy, hey, I want to do a quick thing with the dog. Bzz, 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 boom, bam, and put it up. there's not a lot of apps that do that anymore that aren't tied specifically to a service.
Yeah. And so when you do one of these, it saves it locally so that you can do other things with it, right?
Yeah, you could export it immediately if that's your deal, or you can save it and use it later.
And like you said, keep adding to it if you want to.
Sure.
So I'm looking at his Twitter feed, and I see one that he's done with like a weird marionette of either Tom Petty or the dude from Alice in Wonderland that Tom Petty played in that video for Don't Come Around Here No More.
Right. That's the one.
The Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
All right, this is kind of cool. I've downloaded it in the background, so I'm going to try it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. And for those who are like, what are you guys doing? I'm going to send you, if I can refresh this. Oh, man. I hate the way Safari does this. That's okay, I guess. Well, anyway, do a search for that guy's name and look at the his image search, and you'll see his crazy portrait paintings. They're really trippy.
Like, they're really cool though, like colors that you wouldn't expect to get used, right? Those.
Isn't that something? It's awesome.
They're really cool.
And the ones like, I mean, they're all people you know too. Like, there's Mulder and Scully. There's famous actors of lots of types. Lynch, what's his name? Who makes the movies?
David Lynch.
David Lynch is one of him. There, some famous historical stuff, self portraits of himself, and it's this odd style of color swath and color blocking, like colors that don't go together but somehow works.
Almost like pointillism, but
it's like just whap 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 color splotches that all work out. It's just very odd. Anyway, interesting guy, and it's so a little dual recommendation. His app is cool and his art and stuff is even cooler. So
I just passed a weird photo of him in front of a green screen with what looks to be a loincloth on.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll just keep going. Yeah.
You may want to skip that one.
I'll skip that one.
His
Man, even his black and white stuff, though, is really cool.
I know. Like, isn't it cool? And his weird little simple animations are really cool. He's just an interesting dude. So I would highly recommend. You know what? I can copy this link and then. Open this. Jeez, this sucks. I hate this thing. Okay, there we go. Sometimes Google Images is weird. Let's just say that. Let's put that up. Okay, here you go, Chad. I'll show you this one he did of Anthony Bourdain. There you go. I mean, it's just a trippy style.
Yeah,
and it makes makes me feel like I can't draw famous people because I can't.
Like he's basically taking very bright colored crayons and almost randomly throwing them at a page, you know?
Yeah, it has the quality of random yet accurate. It's really weird.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Tom DeLongchamp is his name, and it's really cool, so you guys should check it out. Okay, Brian, let's talk about you and what you brought.
Here's what I brought. Now, last week, Dan Tabletop Man told us about a game, recommended a game to us that was very much like Yahtzee, with a German name, Ganz Schön Clever.
Oh, yeah. Did you get this?
I picked this up, and I am hooked like a hooky hooker is what I am.
Oh, geez. Spell it, will you? Spell it again so we know what we're looking at here.
Sure. Ganz is G-A-N-Z. Schön is S-C-H-O-N. And then Clever is spelled just like Clever.
All right. There it is.
Now, here's the deal. You know those games like Othello and that just take a minute to learn, just like, oh, I get this instantly. I know how to play this game instantly.
Yeah.
This one takes a little bit more time. And don't even bother with the rules in the app. Just don't even do it. Just skip those. Go to YouTube, look up Ganz Schön Clever, and look for a video by Board Game Geek. Very easy to find since it's Board Game Geek that Dan linked us to.
I think I'm looking at it by random. I'm looking at that very video. Did they go? Go through the video or they go through the rules here and explain it?
He does. He explains the game and he explains it based on the board game. Way easier than to like try and follow it with the app, which is great. Like you want to basically see this thing get played as a board game, and then it's like, oh, this totally makes sense. Basically, after watching that playing two games, it's like I totally get this now, and I'm totally hooked because it's a blast. But it's Yahtzee, except instead of one set of fields where you've got to fill in the dice you're rolling, there are six different colored zones that those dice can apply to. And what you want to do is build each of those zones up at about the same rate, because your score is not just going to include all of those added together, but a multiplication times another thing that will, it'll basically be multiplying your lowest of those zones mm-hmm. times the number of foxes that you uncover during okay. during your rolls. Okay. Let's introduce something completely random, like a fox.
A fox.
Which has nothing to do with dice or paper or pencils or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, they'll introduce the foxes in there, and the number of foxes you get are multiplied times your lowest zone. So you want to keep all your zones building up.
Okay.
You don't want to have a screwy zone. Seriously, it only took watching the video once and playing the game. Like, one time I kind of had it, and then after the second time I'm like, oh, I totally get this. And it is worth learning how to play this game, because it is a blast.
Is it me, or is the art style, which I know has nothing to do with gameplay, and I'm a big fan of gameplay over presentation.
Yeah.
But is it me, or does it look like a chimpanzee stoned made it? Because it's a little...
it kind of does.
It's a little wacko. Yeah.
It is a little wacko. And this is a game that, even though it's available for your phone, you want to play this on, like, a tablet.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Because it looks insane, but you're saying it's pretty quick to pick up and learn.
It's really quick to pick up. So, like, you've got, you know, those five colored zones, right? The yellow, the blue, green, orange, and purple. Mm-hmm. And you've got five or six colored dice. All those colors plus a white one. The white one is a wild card, and it can be... used for anything, but the numbers you roll can only be played in those zones. So if you roll a six on your yellow die, mm-hmm. guess what? You can use your six in just that yellow zone.
Okay.
But you can also roll. You can also use whatever the white die is in that yellow zone. The trick is figuring out the order in which you want to do these things, because with some exception, you basically roll. Use one of your die, discard any dice that are lower mm-hmm. than the die you just used,
okay,
and then roll the rest. So you kind of want to work upwards from the bottom, from the lowest to the highest, or at least close to the bottom. Otherwise, you know, you use your highest die in that first roll. Guess what? You discard all five of the other dice.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm starting to see the compare. It's like, it's just a more layered Yahtzee in a way.
It's a much more layered Yahtzee. Like the green one, you can only put numbers that are higher than the next square. So in that first one, it's got to be less or greater than or equal to one piece
okay.
of cake.
Yeah.
In the second one, it's got to be greater than or equal to two piece of cake. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then up. And then as you go through, you get the score that's up above that. With the purple one, the next die has to be higher in value than the previous one. Mm. So you don't want to put a six, or you could put a six in there because it starts over, but you don't want to put a five in there because that means the next one has to be a six.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting. I always have an itch for a game where dice, you roll dice to do this. Like,
yes.
Yahtzee,
yes.
But also that one we always talk about, the weird Egyptian one with the dice that no one makes
that
anymore.
That old one, Hyper, not Hyper X, but it was something X, Motion X.
Motion X game. Dice. When that, does this scratch a similar, I mean, no, it's not the
absolutely
same. The outcome
does.
Is not the
same. No, it absolutely does scratch that itch, because it is, it's like Yahtzee times five. And what's cool about this is that after playing the solo game on here, and it does have multiplayer on here as well. I haven't done any multiplayer, but there's once you've played it a few times solo, you're going to be hankering to play it with other people, because the dice you discard go to the next player. So there's even one more layer of thinking that you're going to want to do after you've played it solo a few times.
Hmm.
But I'm still having a blast playing it solo. I've played probably about 20 games this week. And it takes about, you know, 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes per game. And it is so fun and addictive. It's a blast.
All right. You've convinced me. I think I'm going to try it out. I mean, Dan was already asking if I got it or not.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, not yet. I've been busy with the thing. You guys need to play that. It's really good.
Yeah. I'm hoping that somebody brings it to Vegas, because I want to play
the dice version?
Actual
sure.
real life. Human people.
Matthew, if you're listening, do you have those? I gotta email him back. I guess
We need to find out for sure if we're going to have it. But there will be, you know, even if we don't get this thing that we're thinking we're going to get, that it's 99% sure we're going to get. And I'll tell you offline. I did reach out to James and Svet. Oh, I can tell you here. They're waiting to hear back, and they're going to reach out to them today to kind of nudge them a little bit.
Sweet. I like reaching
James
out.
James has been working on his campaign. I don't know if, you know.
He's running for city councilman.
City council, exactly. And so he's had two town forums this week that he's had to attend. So,
it's so cool, dude. I think that is so rad that he's so active there. I think that's great.
It is awesome. It is so awesome.
Because he's like, you know, you look at him and go, oh, here comes the long-haired singer of that band I just heard.
Right.
What you don't see is this guy is like politically active in a way that is very community-oriented. He goes door-to-door and blankets these neighborhoods to help candidates he believes in. He's running himself now. Like, he's the next Dave. He's like Dave. One day he'll be president because he looks just like the real one.
He'll just, like, the something will happen to the real or the guy that he looks like, and then he'll have to step in and all that. Yes.
He'll look like an extra in Pineapple Express, and then we'll trade him out. I, for real, though, I'm blown away by him. He's awesome. Yeah. All right, well, we'll hear when we hear, and then when we do, we'll let Matt and everybody else know what we're doing. But
exactly.
We got more than a month. We're good.
Anyway. I just love knowing these things.
No, same, dude.
I'm impatient. I'm an impatient bastard.
I'm with you. Want to put it to bed? Be done. Not think about it anymore. You know, little as we can. We already got the Jesus to deal with. So, see how it goes.
Right.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll save it for questions because I've been asked to remind people something. So I'm going to do it right now. Here we go.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Here's the deal. These are your questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag. You guys ask them. We answer them on PM edition of the show, which is right now. And now that I've gotten all that out of the way, one David Michael wrote in. Okay.
I know him.
Yep. He says, what kind of swag is available for those of us who can't make Viva TMS Vegas?
Oh, yeah, because somebody was supposed to put that on the Viva TMS Vegas website, and they haven't done it yet.
Well, there's a combination happening. That and the other guy is supposed to be announcing this and still hasn't. So either way, Dave's calling us out, and we appreciate the subtle nudge, Dave.
We deserve the call out, yes.
But here's your deal for swag. I'll tell you real quick just to give you a reminder here, folks. I've got to pull it up real fast. All right, so there's two things going on. We decided to make a t-shirt as well. The Viva TMS t-shirt is a great way to, well, you can get one if you're coming too, but it's a great way if you can't come to sort of celebrate and not be there. It is cool. It's like the old school 60s era morning or Vegas, welcome to Las Vegas sign.
Yeah, yeah.
But, whoops, I'm going to paste this here. Hold on. Oh, crap. Chat room, I'm letting you down.
It is that design of the Las Vegas sign that woman decided not to copyright, and therefore it is free for all to mess with.
That's correct. And there it is on a shirt, as you can see in our sample. Except this one says specifically, welcome to Fabulous Morning Stream, Nevada, 2019. And you could be the owner of that if you head on over to frogpants.com/store. And check that out. And, of course, Brian will have it up on the Viva TMS Vegas thing at some point.
Yep. I'll keep Rob for marketing one on there, but this one will be higher. It'll be above the fold. So, because, you know, we want people to buy both shirts, but, you know, we really want them to buy the official one.
Yeah, we want the official one if you can. Now, you're also like, well, what if I really want that challenge coin that you're making? A mock-up of it. This isn't the final picture, obviously, because they haven't made them yet. But you can go look at that as well, and you can get that all by itself. So if you're like, I really wanted to see that by itself, you can see the front and back. The front says TMS Vegas 2019 with a picture of Brian and I and a bunch of stuff. That yellow is going to be gold. I mean, they're going to look really cool. And then it has the back there as well that says love the show, though. And this is all part of our effort to give you guys stuff if you can't come. If you're coming,
Do me a favor and send me that circular challenge coin logo, because I'm going to put that as the logo for the website, because right now you actually see Divi when you scroll up.
Oh, nice.
I hit the logo, but apparently didn't hide it on all views. So.
I like a good empty div tag. It's one of my favorite things in the world. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll send that over to you ASAP. Maybe I'll give you the sign.
You know what? That would be even better. Do that. Yeah, the sign's better.
When we get the actual coin in, we can put some images up there. But
and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
And if you guys are, if you're getting tickets to come, and you're coming, you're already getting that coin because it's part of your ticket purchase. So
that's right.
All three of those things are up there. You should go check those out right now and peruse around the rest of the store because there's other fun stuff. But
yep, and very important, once the event is over, you are not getting any more shirt. That shirt is gone.
Oh yeah, limited time, never going to be there again. You're absolutely right. Well, unless we do one next year, but it'll be a different design. Okay,
it'll be different. It'll say 2020.
Yeah, 20 effing mother effing 20.
Right.
Okay. That's the only one that's sort of ad related that I'm going to read. Here are the rest of them. Peter Fisher says, with James Gunn back as director of the third Guardians movie.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
What disgraced public figure will be back next? Or will, let's see, or who will be the one to be disgraced next? Well, here's the deal, Peter. I think this is what happened. I did a tweet about this earlier on my political feed, and I stand by it. I think Disney was sitting around the other day, and across the news wire came the story about the stuff Tucker Carlson was saying on that radio show about underage girls and all the stuff he said. Brian, I don't know if you're up on that, but
I'm not. No,
You're a lucky man. There's some gnarly business going on out there that Brian magically he misses it, and I don't blame you. I wish I was you.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tucker Carlson.
Blissfully ignorant is what they call me.
The stuff he says was, I mean, just literally horrifying. And it's all 10 years old, but so what? Like, we're adults, and he was an adult then. And then Fox isn't firing. So my thing is, like, Disney's like, what did Tucker Carlson say? And Fox didn't fire him after that? Call James Gunn and tell him he has Guardians 3 again. Because he didn't do anything close to this. So he's back. He's directing. That means Drax isn't leaving. It means everyone's happy, I guess. So we'll see.
Good.
Decade old, just like Gunn's comments, yeah. But Fox isn't going to fire freaking Tucker Carlson. Are you kidding me? They don't have standards like that.
No.
All right. Let's see here. How about this one? Baloney Ninja. When can we expect an animated There Will Be Dungeons? Oh, yeah. In light of all this stuff going on with... The enormously popular Critical Role. Probably never. I don't know. That's expensive. It's expensive. We can't do this. I mean, they didn't expect to do what they did, but even then, they knew they'd at least get enough. And plus, they're a cell phone property made up of best friends who all happen to be professional voice actors. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Than what I'm doing over there with TWBD. But I don't know. Nothing's... I'll never say no to anything. So maybe
we're still waiting for the animated morning stream.
Yeah, that's still coming.
Well, that has to happen. That's going to happen first.
Yeah. You do that first, then we'll talk other shows. All right. How about... Let's see. That one's too long. Okay. Who in your perspective or respective professions outside podcasting... Oh, I can't even read. Who in your respective professions outside podcasting do you admire the most? So I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean like Brian does a lot of freelance? I do a lot of art.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, the professions that aren't right. So obviously asking you would be like an artist, a illustrator, comic artist.
Hearing Brian say this is so sad because you guys don't get to see it very often. Brian's a really good artist. And he doesn't show it off enough. And it's lame because you're good. You're actually good at it. Like that shirt we did with the Star Trek shirts would have been dumb. And then Brian had this amazing idea and it was great. All I did was render it out. And that was all I did. It was a really good concept.
Thanks. I feel like I'm great at concepts. I'm not great at execution. But I need to get behind the pen some more and actually play around.
I agree.
I talk a big game. I've got the Apple Pencil. I've got a nice iPad Pro. I've downloaded Procreate. Mm-hmm. I've used it twice.
I need to say, hey,
I'm sitting down. I'm doing this right now.
No excuses. You should do it because he's good. He's actually got real talent there. And the other thing is I've seen a picture of you in a mullet where you're holding a paint palette.
Back then, man, I was really good.
Yeah.
I should dig out some of my old artwork,
you
man.
Should.
That stuff I was proud of. Yeah.
You should. I got naked people I drew in college I could show people.
Sure. I don't know if I have any of my naked people pictures, but I probably do.
Life drawing was the best, man. The best.
Yeah, it was. Actually.
Not just because they were naked, by the way, because I learned stuff in those classes. All right, let's see. As far as who do we admire?
Yeah.
I'm going to say There's so many. I mean, it's almost impossible to number them all. But if I'm going to pick one who had the most influence on me, it was Mort Drucker from Mad Magazine. Nice. Still with us. He's in his late 80s, maybe even 90s. That guy, nobody like him. Nobody before, nobody since. Mort Drucker is a singular tour de force in cartooning, illustration, and exceptional caricature work. He's just amazing. If you don't know who I'm talking about, look him up. Mort Drucker is fantastic.
Love Mort Drucker. You know, I have a soft spot for all of those Mad Magazine artists, like Don Martin and Sergio Aragonés. Mm-hmm. Like all of them, there was just such a very specific time in my life where all I read was Mad Magazine, mm-hmm. and it was like just such a I don't know, just such a thing I look forward to, like each of the different art styles of this parody or Spy versus Spy or the little stuff going on in the corners and that sort of thing. So,
yeah. So there you have it.
Yeah. I don't really have a, like a freelance person that I admire, but,
yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about this, like I'm trying to think if there's even a DJ that,
Yeah.
Like on the
DJ
music
type.
Side of things.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. Or a producer. Is there like a producer where you're like, oh, that guy.
You know, oh, there, thank you, producer, thank you, Greg Kurstin.
Oh.
That's a great one to come up with. Greg Kurstin is this amazing producer who was part of a band called Action Figure Party. He is the B half of Bird and the Bee, and he does so much cool production work with folks like Lily Allen and Sia and... Man, all these great musicians that I can't think of right now that I just love. But I have a whole folder of stuff that is all produced by Greg Kurstin that I pull up as a playlist. And it's you know, all different artists, but they're all the same producer.
Is he the bird or the bee? I always ask this.
Well, I think I would say that Inara George is the bird.
Okay.
Because I don't know if she's British, but in Britain, they sometimes refer to women as birds. Ah, she's a nice bird.
Ah, I met a nice bird over the weekend.
Look at that. Yeah. Look at that nice bird over there.
I think you've gone full Australian, but that's fine. That's good over there.
I kind of did, didn't it? Jordan, and your bird can sing. Talking about Yoko, your bird can sing.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. The best, my favorite CM music produced by him. My favorite Lily Allen music produced by him.
Yeah, that amazing album.
Just something about his, he's got a touch, man.
He does.
And it's not a name you recognize. Like, you say that name, and I don't think anybody goes, oh, yeah, that guy, but...
Oh, yeah, Greg Kurstin. He also worked with Adele, and he was the one that got cut off when Adele was accepting her award. She was about to send it over to Greg Kurstin.
Oh,
and,
right.
The Academy cut him off, or the Grammy, or whoever it was, cut him off. Grammy Awards, it would have been. And then the next time she won, she says, I'm not going to talk at all. I'm letting Greg Kurstin talk. And she stepped aside.
Oh, that's so nice of her.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him talk now. You didn't let him last time. Oi, hello. Oh, it's me. Philip.
All right.
Exactly.
Here's one. Pink cream soda or clear? Captain Kipper asks.
Oh, pink cream soda. I've never seen pink. I've seen amber colored cream soda, but I've never seen pink.
Me
cream
either,
soda.
Unless that's what they mean, but I haven't either.
I wouldn't like that at all.
Probably clear given the choice.
For sure. Yeah. I don't care if my Coke Zero is brown or transparent. Just as long as they don't ever make Crystal Pepsi again.
Yeah. It's not a lot to ask, I feel like.
Right. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to like do whatever you do to make it taste like soap and have it be completely clear.
No.
But I would appreciate it if it didn't taste like soap. Thank you very much.
Yes, there you go. Monica Ruminating Face, Wicked Kitten 13.
Oh, we love Monica.
Monica's great. She says, may I leave work early? I'm very tired. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead. Fully endorse
us
this.
Consider us your doctors. You now have a note from your doctor.
Get the H out. Go get on the bus. Where do you... She's in New Jersey. However you get home, do it. Go play some video games. Chill out. You're good.
Right. That's right. Go play some Overwatch. You know you want to.
Okay. This is a hard one. We even want to get into it. All right. Let's do it. Oh, geez.
This is one of those horrible choice questions where it's like, hot poker in your anus or
Not quite that
a
bad.
A lifetime of listening to Milli Vanilli on repeat.
Not quite that, but okay, I'll do two of these. Rob okay. D says, we'll make the easy one first. Scott, has your family gotten used to your shrieking in horror while playing scary games? kind of. My wife is sometimes home during those 2 hours that I do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and she hears it and thinks I'm losing it. And I'll sometimes show her clips from it, and she'll look at it and go, how are you not like having a heart attack and dying in these? I'm like, I don't know, but that's not a nice thing to say at all, dear. So
I'd
anyway,
be curious to know how loud you are in the other rooms, like how well people can hear you when you go to the other rooms.
Well, if she's right above me, I know she can hear me, and if she's okay, I'm gonna make a sound now. I'm gonna ask them after we're done with the show if they heard it.
Okay, all right,
so here
cool.
we go. I'm gonna mute the chat so they don't have to hear it. Hold on a second. Okay. Could you hear that through the thing?
I could still hear that. How is it possible that I could still hear that?
I think the mute thing here, that thing's still not strong enough to drown out the scream. I think.
Wow. Yeah, I could still hear.
Oh. Chat room could hear it too.
Love it.
We'll see if someone comes down, opens the door or whatever, and we'll see what happens. All right. Here, now we'll do the hard one. We'll finish out on this beast.
Okay. All right.
Amy says, if Scott and Brian could change places for one day, what would you be most excited to do and what would you be least excited to do? This is just hard because I don't know. Like
sleep with Kim. No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to get that weird awkwardness out of the way real quick.
Yeah, you may have. Well, the chat room's going to say it anyway, so.
I didn't say whether that was the thing I was looking forward to most or least, but
right, they were going to make the joke.
Kidding,
so you may as
course.
Well. You may as well make the joke now. So, all right,
it's going to be like like Face Off, where we're not going to sleep with each other's wives.
Right, we're going to be like the lady who's screaming, "She's dark sided too." That lady, we're going to be like that kind of swap. It's not a wife swap; it's a life swap, is what it is. We'll be swapping right. lives.
Yeah, what would I be most excited about?
You guys hear me scream?
Yeah, we wonder if you're playing out loud.
Oh, you guys, yeah, see?
Wow, they didn't even like wait for you to go up and ask them afterwards. They immediately knew.
And they said, we thought maybe you were playing Outlast and we were going to come watch your freak you out or whatever. No, I was just testing to see. We were just testing to see if you guys would hear me do that or not. Where were you? What? In my room?
Yeah.
Where is that, right above us? No, it's not. Kitchen's right above us, so it's over.
We're next door. We're in the house next door.
So you guys could hear that, though? Isn't it? I don't know where it is. But anyway, that's great.
Wow.
All right, well, nice. So the married couple came down to see if everything was fine.
Aw, hello, married couple.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll be up in a bit. We having dinner soon? We're having, what's it called? Cabbage and corned beef and a bunch of like Irish food.
You're doing the St. Patrick's Day meal tonight.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Doing it tonight because they're here tonight. All right. Sorry. What was I saying? Oh, yes.
What would you be excited to do and what would I be excited to do and then not?
There's places you've talked about there that I want to see. So that's what I would probably do is some Denver things that you've.
That is it. Because I'm thinking it's like, oh, I'd want to go to Habit. Burger and try a Habit.
Yeah, you could do that. I would want to go to that
I could
arcade.
Eat all I wanted and not gain weight.
I want to go to that arcade that you keep having meetups at. I want to go there.
Oh, that place is awesome. There's a couple places. Like there's the Tabletop Gaming Lounge, which is awesome, and then there's Hyperspace, which is the arcade place that again is awesome.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm trying to think what else. I would want to he's not there anymore, but I really want to meet the Russian neighbor. There's a few weird little things that I'd want to do that
you've met crazy neighbors, but you know, you could go next door and see the crazy neighbors.
Totally hang out with them again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never met her. I've only met him. I've only met Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought the two of them were out there at the same time. Mm-mm. Was she out shopping while we were doing, because we all met at the Palms, I think.
It's entirely possible. And also the Anaheim trip, he was there for some whole separate business thing. And
Right. Yes. I forgot that there was that. Yes.
We had dinner with them, didn't we? At some steak place or something? I don't remember.
Did we? We did. Yes. That was the place. Yeah, we totally did. It was the place across at that by the bowling alley.
Oh, basically. Right. Mantucket's. Mangalore's. What's that? Someone knows?
Is it? Like the name of that area or the name of the restaurant?
The restaurant. It's steak place
Mangalore.
Near Disneyland.
Oh, good luck with that.
I'm going to find it.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Oh, Morton's. That's it. Morton's.
Oh, that was a Morton's? Yeah. Oh, I didn't think it was Morton's.
I knew there was
that's
an
really
M.
That's really funny.
Mangalore.
Mangalore. We're going to eat at Mangalore.
Mantucket's pretty good, too.
What would I not be looking forward to with your life is having to walk the dog. No, I walk the dog here, so I don't know what.
Yeah, you'd do that. No problem. You'd like the lake. You'd love the lake. You'd go enjoy the
lake. I'd love the lake. I'd love to see the lake.
Yeah. For me, I hate recumbent bikes, so I wouldn't want to do that. I really do. I hate them.
That's funny. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to put me, here's my nightmare scenario at a gym. If I was went to a gym and said, "Oh, thanks for the membership. This is great. Oh, I'm sorry. Your level is only spin class.
Bike?
Yeah, spin class, recumbent bike. That's all you can do." I would rather die than do that.
That's hilarious. Yeah, okay.
I hate that. Coverville shampoo versus no shampoo. JK Grammer, what are you asking there?
That I have to use shampoo, basically, is what he thinks might be my least favorite.
Oh.
Got to use shampoo?
Oh, yeah, I'd have to worry. Well, we're not saying switch bodies, you guys. I don't think we're talking full Freaky Friday here. We're just saying switch places, right?
I was thinking we were, but
are we? Oh, that opens up new opportunities then.
That's why I'm saying I could eat all I want and not gain weight, because it'd be your body that I'm stuffing with bad food. I'd go to Freddy's and say, yeah, all that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'd rather do? Let's do this instead. I want to swap places with Dave the Crazy Neighbor so that I can admire my bong collection. But more importantly, Brian and I could do this show in studio every day. And then I would just stay there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so I'd still be here. I wouldn't have swapped places with your standing at the window naked next door.
No. No. Although we should just change places while we're in Vegas, because for no reason. Like, it wouldn't actually benefit us at all, except I would be terrified on the stratosphere. And that's it.
Perfect. Let's make that happen.
All right.
What's happening?
Fair deal. Thank you for your questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it frequently, and we will read them right here on the PM edition of the show, which, of course, as a reminder, was brought to you today by you at patreon.com/TMS. Thanks for your support. Head on over there and help us out if you have not. It's what keeps the show going and this Friday edition existing. So go check it out, patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, frogpants.com/TMS. Okay, we should go now. We're going to do it with a song, though. What do you got?
Yes. So this one is going out to Chris. I mentioned Chris yesterday. Ben, I'm pushing yours to Monday. So, Ben, if you're listening to this, Monday. And I apologize because I know you guys are... Oh, you know what? No, I got to read theirs. Theirs has to be read today.
Oh, we'll do that.
That's
fine.
I will change up... Look at this. This is how cool, because you don't have to have the song right now.
No.
I can tell you what you're going to be playing.
Totally.
Here's what you're going to be playing. All right. So here's what's going to be going on. Hey, Scott and Brian. This year, my wife and I decided that instead of gifts, we would give each other surprise experiences for our birthdays. My wife's birthday is on the 17th, and hopefully by the time she's hearing this, we're traveling somewhere on I-90 from Seattle, and she still doesn't know where we're going.
Mm.
So... right now, she's going to find out that we're on our way to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to visit our friend Scott that she's been wanting to visit for over a year. Ben says, I love you, Jen. I hope I give you a memorable birthday experience.
Aww. This is great. I love this. I'm glad you did it.
That worked out very well. The song is Fast Car, a cover of the... oh my God, I'm forgetting her name.
Oh,
Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Ullman. Oh, Chapman.
Tracy Chapman. The cover by Khalid from, or Khalid? It's Khalid.
Khalid.
Oh, no, it's DJ Khalid, but the single just Khalid is the musician.
Oh, different guy then.
Right. DJ Khalid is, yo, DJ Khalid.
Yo, I got a Bitcoin competitor that's put me in jail.
I'm unpopular for no reason whatsoever. I'm DJ Khalid.
I'm Instagram guy, DJ Khalid.
And then there's Khalid, who did this great cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, recorded for Like a Version. Here you go. Enjoy.
All right. Here it is. We'll be back on Monday. Come on back then. Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
You're fired.